imagine a disease once so rare that medical students learned about it only from textbooks. Today, that same condition affects nearly 500 million people worldwide and strikes children as young as 3. Type 2 diabetes has transformed from medical curiosity to global crisis in just one generation. Yet conventional wisdom still labels it chronic and progressive, a life sentence of deteriorating health and increasing medication. This fatalistic view is fundamentally wrong. Type 2 diabetes is fully reversible through dietary changes rather than medications. This isn't theoretical. Countless patients have eliminated insulin injections after decades of dependency. What makes this approach particularly compelling is that it isn't new or experimental. It's rooted in treatments that predate insulin therapy but were forgotten when medication became the standard of care. For thousands of years, diabetes was recognized across civilizations. Egyptian texts from 1550 BC described passing too much urine, while Greek physician Aretaeus called it the melting down of flesh and limbs into urine. The first effective treatment came in 1797 when John Rollo developed an all-meat, low-carbohydrate diet that dramatically improved diabetic symptoms. Everything changed in 1921 with insulin's discovery, overshadowing previous dietary approaches. The diabetes epidemic emerged when 1950s dietary guidelines wrongly blamed fat for heart disease. The 1977 Dietary Goals for the United States recommended increasing carbohydrates to 55% to 60% while reducing fat to 30%, promoting foods that raise blood glucose and insulin levels. Obesity rates climbed immediately after these guidelines, with diabetes following a decade later. Today, diabetes affects 422 million people worldwide, with China experiencing an 1,160% increase since 1980. In the U.S., 14.3% of adults have type 2 diabetes and 38% have prediabetes, meaning most Americans are affected. With annual costs of $245 billion and medical expenses 2 to 5 times higher than for non-diabetics, diabetes threatens healthcare systems. Yet treatment focuses on symptoms, high blood sugar, rather than causes, insulin resistance, allowing disease progression despite increased medication. Type 1 and type 2 diabetes both cause high blood glucose, but are fundamentally opposite conditions. Type 1 results from autoimmune destruction of insulin-producing cells, causing low insulin levels. Type 2, 90% of cases, involves insulin resistance with paradoxically high insulin levels. In type 1, the immune system attacks insulin-producing cells, leading to higher complication risks despite treatment. Type 2 traditionally affected older adults, but increasingly affects children due to obesity. The body initially compensates for insulin resistance by increasing insulin secretion until this mechanism fails. Current treatments primarily target blood glucose by increasing insulin, addressing the symptom rather than the underlying disease. While insulin appropriately replaces what's missing in type 1, it doesn't address the core problem in type 2, insulin resistance. Without understanding the causes of this resistance, reversing the disease remains challenging. Diabetes devastates virtually every organ system. It's the leading cause of blindness in the United States, as weakened retinal vessels leak and eventually cause retinal detachment. Diabetic kidney disease is the primary cause of end-stage renal failure. Failed kidneys allow toxins to accumulate, causing appetite loss, nausea, and potentially coma without treatment. Severe cases require dialysis or transplantation. Nerve damage affects 60 to 70% of diabetes patients, causing tingling, numbness, and often severe pain. Loss of sensation leads to injuries and joint destruction that may require amputation. Diabetes accelerates atherosclerosis, hardening arteries that cause heart attacks, strokes, and vascular disease. It increases heart attack risk 2 to 4-fold, with 68% of diabetics over 65 dying from heart disease. diabetes also increases risk for common cancers, Alzheimer's, sometimes called type 3 diabetes, fatty liver disease, infections, skin conditions, and erectile dysfunction. Despite centuries of knowledge about diabetes, complications continue to worsen. Diabesity recognizes type 2 diabetes and obesity as essentially the same condition. Gaining 44 to 77 pounds increases diabetes risk by 11,300%, while weight loss decreases it by over 50%. Yet the conventional eat less, cut calories advice has failed to address obesity. The calories in, calories out model ignores how the body adapts. When you reduce caloric intake by 40%, your metabolic rate drops by 40%, preventing weight loss. The Women's Health Initiative proved this when 50,000 women reduced calories for 7 years with minimal results. Body weight is hormonally controlled, not consciously regulated. Insulin is the master hormone of energy storage. When we eat, insulin rises, signaling fat storage. During fasting, insulin falls, prompting fat burning. This system maintains stable weight when feeding and fasting are balanced. However, persistently elevated insulin continuously signals fat storage. Medical evidence confirms this relationship. Insulin prescriptions cause weight gain, insulin-secreting tumors cause weight gain until removed, and untreated type 1 diabetics with low insulin cannot gain weight regardless of calories consumed, proving obesity is fundamentally a hormonal imbalance, not a caloric one. Insulin resistance develops as protection against chronically elevated insulin levels. This adaptation appears in patients with insulin-secreting tumors who develop resistance to prevent dangerously low blood glucose. When these tumors are removed, both high insulin levels and resistance reverse, proving insulin itself causes insulin resistance. This reflects a fundamental biological principle. Systems develop resistance to constant stimuli. People tune out persistent noise, bacteria evolve against antibiotics, and bodies build viral immunity. Research confirms this directly. Healthy volunteers given insulin infusions for 40 to 96 hours developed 15 to 40% increased insulin resistance. The traditional lock and key model fails to explain why insulin's ability to stop glucose production is impaired while its fat-creating action is enhanced. The overflow phenomenon resolves this contradiction. Cells aren't starved of glucose, they're overflowing with it, like a packed subway train that can't accept more passengers despite open doors. Hyperinsulinemia forces excess glucose into already full cells, which then produce fat to relieve this congestion, explaining fatty liver development. The conventional treatment for type 2 diabetes, insulin injection, is fundamentally misguided. Type 2 diabetics already have excess insulin, and high-dose insulin therapy creates double diabetes by hiding glucose in tissues rather than addressing hyperinsulinemia. Bariatric surgery demonstrates type 2 diabetes is reversible. Diabetes disappears within weeks after surgery because sudden caloric restriction depletes liver glycogen, forcing the body to burn ectopic fat around organs. The solution is straightforward. Reduce sugar intake through low-carbohydrate diets and burn remaining sugar through intermittent fasting. Dr. David Unwin transformed his practice by teaching patients that starchy foods raise blood glucose more than table sugar. His patients lost an average of 9 kilograms, while his practice saved 50,000 annually on diabetes medications. Three essential food rules can reverse diabetes. 1. Avoid fructose and all sweeteners. 2. Reduce refined carbohydrates and embrace natural fats. 3. Eat real food in its natural state. For severe cases, intermittent fasting may be necessary, which, unlike continuous caloric restriction, actually increases metabolism. Type 2 diabetes is a dietary disease requiring dietary treatment, best addressed through low-carbohydrate, healthy-fat diets, and intermittent fasting.